Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, last few months have been busy for OBC.
Absolutely. We've had a busy summer as the Oklahoma Beef Council has continued to focus in on its strategy of providing beef education for nutrition influencers and future nutrition influencers. We have hosted multiple seminars and tours with dietetic intern programs and dietitian groups where speakers focused in on topics of beef's nutrition, production, sustainability, and culinary versatility. Dietitians are extremely important focus as they represent the largest professional group of nutrition influencers, and increasingly they're also expected to be experts on food productions by their client and patients, which is why it is so important the Beef Council hosts ranch tours with them and provide science-based information on beef production and sustainability.
So for our cattle industry, I know that, you know, you mentioned sustainability. We've got a great story.
Absolutely. It's always fulfilling for us, the State Beef Council staff, to see the surprise of dietitians when they find out that the U.S. cattle industry is responsible for only 2.2% of all greenhouse gas emissions, or 3.3% whenever you consider feed production. For them, it's just like, they're like, it's kind of like a sigh of relief for them. They're like, okay, yeah, now I can give permission to my clients, not only from a nutrition standpoint, but from a sustainability standpoint, to eat beef and make it a part of their healthy lifestyle.
Thank you, Heather. And we remind you that you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner, and learn more about what your checkoff is doing on behalf of Oklahoma cattle producers. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.